Welcome to the Hot Pursuit Podcast, where we chase after the hottest legal concepts and cases. I'm your host, Busy Book Law, and I'm here to make the law sizzle and pop with daily short-form episodes that will not only entertain you but also equip you with a strong legal knowledge. And if that's not enough, join us every Sunday for our Legal Horrors segment, where we'll delve into the most spine-tingling decisions handed down by the Philippine Supreme Court. So buckle up, because we're in hot pursuit of the most fascinating legal stories out there. Let's go! Today, we're going to talk about something that's essential for every citizen to know about, the rules on warrants and warrantless arrest. It's not the most exciting topic, but it's definitely one of the most important ones, especially during these times where the government is acting arbitrarily, capriciously, and with grave abuse of discretion. Under the revised rules on criminal procedure, a person cannot be arrested without a valid warrant of arrest. That means that a warrant of arrest can only be issued upon probable cause, to be determined personally by the judge after examination under oath or affirmation of the complainant and the witnesses he may produce. But as with every general rule, there are certain exceptions. A person may be arrested even without a warrant of arrest under the following circumstances: 1. Arrest in flagrante delicto, 2. Arrest in hot pursuit, and 3. When the person to be arrested is an escapee. But all these instances still require the existence of probable cause on the part of the person arresting, and in the first instance, that the person is actually committing, has just committed, or is trying to commit a crime. So, here's the deal: a verbal order to arrest a person is not valid and goes against our Constitution. A warrantless arrest without probable cause on the part of the person arresting is also unconstitutional. This is very crucial, especially during these times where the government arm that is supposed to protect us is acting arbitrarily, capriciously, and with grave abuse of discretion. Being informed and knowing our rights may be the best shield against unwarranted violence of the authorities. We encourage everyone to remember the key points discussed above and invoke these constitutional provisions whenever the situation permits you to do so. As aptly said in the film V for Vendetta, people should not be afraid of their governments, governments should be afraid of their people. It's important to remember that we, the people, hold the power in our hands, and we should never be afraid to use it when our rights are being violated. That's all for today's episode of the Hot Pursuit Podcast. Thanks for joining us on this wild ride through the legal world. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to join us again tomorrow for another thrilling legal concept or case. And, of course, tune in every Sunday for our Legal Horrors segment, where we'll leave you frightened with the most haunting decisions of the Philippine Supreme Court. Until then, this is Busy Book Law, signing off. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay in hot pursuit of justice.